A moment that slipped away. Marco Lindrus. In the stairwells between the floors of the Musée d'Orsay, there are heated stone benches on the landings where it is pleasant to doze off for a moment. A strangely peaceful place amidst all the hustle and bustle. Near me, a woman leans against a wide marble balustrade, reading a book. On the museum's far wall, a massive, ornate station clock counts down unhurried moments. The last train left the station decades ago, taking the rush with it. The woman's reddish hair, curled into spirals, cascades far down her back. The hem of her black coat, which reaches almost to the floor, is lifted slightly, revealing a foot resting on its toes in a thick-soled shoe. The arrangement is like a thought forgotten into its surroundings, to which the daylight, filtered into a haze by the smoky glass wall at the end of the museum, adds a borderless enchantment. The harmonizing atmosphere of colors makes the moment feel like one of the museum's own paintings. Now fully awake, I feverishly check my camera settings and kneel as inconspicuously as possible on the stone bench, as if praying that the woman won't move. Everything must be captured exactly as I see it now. I frame the subject to match my mental image, steady the camera as much as possible, and hopefully press the shutter. A magical blink of an eye, untouched by the slightest doubt. The woman does not notice my presence, and I slip away with my picture like a thief. I hurry up the stairs to the next floor and stop to look down, over the railing, into the former station hall. Camera in hand, I admire the gorgeous image of the woman on its digital screen, happy with my success. As I fiddle with the camera, my grip slips. The camera falls two floors down, crashing onto the marble floor and shattering into pieces, and the model doesn't have a removable memory card. All that remains is a rapidly fading afterimage in my mind. Perhaps, as a dream image, it will never truly vanish. And someday, I will paint a picture of it.